The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
And your Lincoln Lady Raiders.
Back here at Lincoln High School, getting ready to get underway between the Streaks and the Railers here this afternoon. And first off, we'll bring you our national anthem here from Lincoln High School.
We hope you enjoy it and support your athletes in a positive and sportsmanlike manner. At this time, please rise, remove your hats, and face the flag as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem.
National anthem here from Lincoln High School. Let's send it down to PA announcer Dave Renfro for our starting lineups.
Starting lineups first for Galesburg. They enter tonight's contest with a 17-4 overall record, and they're coached by Mr. Evan Massey. They start as sophomore, number 4, Kiara Kilgore. A senior, number 10, Grace Nelson. A senior, number 24, Cadence Leidick. A senior, number 32, Abby Lingefelter. And a senior, number 40, Abigail Davidson. And now let's meet your Lady Railers. They enter tonight's contest with a 15-2 overall record, coached by Taylor Rohr and assisted by Donnie Bowman. They start a 5'4 senior, number 3, Jasmine Robbins. A 5'7 sophomore, number 4, Becca Heitzig. A 5'9 sophomore, number 5, Chloe Froby. A 5'4 sophomore, number 14, Jenna Bowman. And a 5'8 senior, number 21, Reese McEwen.
All right, there's our starting lineups, and it's missing a little bit with no music or anything.
You know,
yeah, not very exciting. You've got great voice.
Especially for the number 4 team in the state.
Yeah,
you think they'd have a little bit more flash.
Streaks in their road dark gray with white numbers, silver and white trim. Lincoln in their home white with red numbers and green and red trim. Stepping into the center circle, 6'1 for the Streaks, it's Abby Davidson. And for Lincoln at 5'9, it's the sophomore Chloe Froby. Ready to get things underway. And they had one of the other officials from the sophomore game came out and is doing this game. Tip one by the Streaks. Kara Kilgore has it in the backcourt. She'll set it up just underway here. 1-2-2 zone as we expected from Lincoln. Grace Nelson out high. looking for help and gives to Abby Leofelter. Left side it goes to Kara. Back out high to Grace. Now Cadence gets to Kara in the right corner. Fakes the three. Penetrates and a travel call.
The feet. This is one of those games that Abby Davidson has to get big and look for the basketball. Right there, she was a little too skinny for the basketball. She towers over this squad. Tallest interior player they have is 5'8", so she's got a good 4 inches on everyone's, or 4 to 5 inches on anybody that she's going to see.
Bowman into the paint, gets it off to Robbins down the right side, up off the glass and in. Jasmine Robbins with the basket, 2-0 Lincoln, and the full court press. Streaks beat Leesley. Kira Kilgore brings across. Nearly lost the handle. Got it back. Bounces for Grace Nelson. Left of the center circle. She'll set up for the Streaks. They really spread the 1-2-2 zone out. They come and pick you up at half court.
Well, the Streaks have to identify that ball when that happens and get the ball inside to Abby Davidson, because once you get that real thin, they can't double down on her when she gets the ball inside.
Had Abby Lingenfeld to post up that time. Mister now left corner goes to Kiara. Goes to the wing now. Picks up and gets to Grace out high on the left side. Now right wing it goes to Cadence Leidick. Cadence. Skip pass over to Kiara, left corner for three. Good! Streaks have their first lead. First basket for Kiara, 3-2 Streaks, 6:42 to play here in the first quarter.
Got to go right after them on the offensive end, because they're going to try to make you be deliberate on offense. When you get those openings, you got to take the shot like Kiara did right there.
Nice bounce pass inside to McEwen, and she couldn't hit. Streaks come away with it. It's Grace Nelson, cross midcourt left side, gives to Kiara on the left wing to Abby Lingenfelter. Bounces for Abby Davidson, right side up off the glass and in. Nice recognition by Abby Lingenfelter. She was trying to gather herself and saw Abby Davidson wide open there, got it up, and it's 5-2 Streaks.
And that's going to be open for the Streaks. You get the ball inside, look post to post. That's going to be open because they're going to try to double team, because Abby Lingenfelter and Abby Davidson, they have a little bit more size.
Left side it goes to Heitzig. She fires a three, missed it badly. Rebound comes down to McEwen. And was it Abby Davidson, I think, that brought the arm down and picks up the foul. Yeah, swung down at that one. If she would have stayed up and down, she may have been okay.
Well, and she's got to identify right there, Tom, that she's so much longer than everyone else. If she just stays up and down, it's going to be tough for these girls to shoot over her.
So going to the free throw line, Heitzig, first shot is up and in.
McEwen.
Reese McEwen. She is a 5'8 senior for Lincoln. 5-3 streak, 6:01 to play, first quarter. Second shot for McEwen is up, and it is good as well. Full court pressure again. Abby Lingenfelter.
The middle of the floor.
Now Kiara gets it across. Center court gives to Grace Nelson. Out high left side it goes to Abby Lingenfelter. Left corner, Kiara. Out high to Grace left side. Top of the key, Cadence with it. Swing it to the left corner to Kiara. A little bit high on the pass. Had to reel it in. Gets it back to Cadence out high on the right side. She'll go to the wing. Swing it back to Kiara on the left wing. Fires a three-pointer. Too strong on it. Abby Lingenfelter, weak side rebound. Kicks out to Cadence. Now Grace, three-pointer from straight on. Good! First basket for Grace Nelson. Second three of the game for the Streaks. Make it 8-4 with 5:24 to play here in the first quarter.
Well, a good ball reversal out of the offensive rebound. If the Streaks can keep getting offensive rebounds, it's going to put Lincoln on their heels.
This is Froby. An 18-footer is no good. Rebound, Abby Lingenfelter had tied up. Then she was able to rip it away from Heitzig. Now it's Grace Nelson across midcourt in the center circle.
One of the girls lost her mask. Oh, Abby Lingenfelter's mask came off.
Is it on the floor somewhere? Yeah. Oh, the official picked it up. Now Abby's got it in the left corner. That actually looks weird.
Yeah, it
does.
Without
a mask out there. So it's so strange. Two seasons of seeing them have these things on, whether they're on their chins or not. It's just a strange look. Kiara, left wing, penetrates. Gets a little runner in the paint. High off the glass, too strong. Rebound went off her hands. Cadence comes away with another offensive rebound for the Streaks. Doing a great job on the offensive glass so far. Abby Davidson, right wing, puts it on the floor. Looks for some help.
Somebody's got to get open.
Yeah, got to move to her. You don't want to get a five call. And finally bounce for Cadence Leidick.
Well, Cadence was a little slow there. She saw that she was in trouble and just tried to stay at the high post. She needed to get somewhere where Abby could see her.
Cadence has it now. Grace out high on the right side. Backdoor pass to Kiara. Left side up off the glass and in. Nicely run by the Streaks. 5 for Kiara. 10-4 Streaks. 4:15 to play here in the first quarter.
And this is how you wanted to come out if you were the Streaks. Take advantage of your size inside.
Froby dribbles left, picked up by Kiara, steps back, now gives way to Heitzig. Now Froby with it.
I was wondering who they'd throw on Froby, whether it was going to be Kiara or it was going to be Cadence.
Yeah, and we may see some switch. Maybe it's just because she's a little bit taller that Kiara's there. Now turnover by Lincoln. They try to get over to the right side to Heitzig, overthrew her, and the Streaks will bring it back the other way.
Capri and Juniper in, Grace and Abby Davidson out.
3:55 to play now. Mask timeouts. 3:55 to play first quarter. It's Galesburg 10, Lincoln 4. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Do your kids get too much screen time?
Do we live in America?
Yeah. What about you?
Well, I'm on my laptop all day, then looking at my phone all night.
Does it bother you?
Well, I do get headaches a lot, feel really fatigued, have a hard time concentrating.
All of those are symptoms of digital eye strain, which is often caused by too much screen time. We all do it, but you don't have to suffer. The docs at Kehoe can keep your eyes healthy, comfortable, and working efficiently, even if you have to be on a screen all day long. Make an appointment today and get the relief you deserve.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
3:55 to play first quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Lincoln Railers 10-4. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson of Lincoln High School. And Eric, we know this is a good Lincoln team, but we also know if we can come out and play that my opinion is that we're probably a better team than them, but, you know, obviously the rankings don't show it. We had a tough stretch early to start the season, but still, look at our record, 17-4, and, we knew we could do what we're doing so far.
Right, and we have three conference losses, and two of those three were against 4A teams.
Yeah. All right, Streaks lose it out of bounds. Actually, it went off the leg of, I think it was Heitzig. And the Streaks will go
and
for three-quarter.
Call the kick, otherwise that ball would have gone back to the baseline.
Kira with it on the dribble. Nice look underneath Abby Lingenfelter. Left hand couldn't get it to fall. Rebound comes away to McEwen for Lincoln.
Good play, though, by the Streaks, and had a good look at it for Abby Lingenfelter.
10-4, Streaks lead. Left wing, this is Bowman with it. Top of the key, it went to Warner, who's in. Imogen, and now a little scoop shot up. And a block. How do you get a blocking call?
So
Frobe
spun on Kira Kilgore and then tried to scoop it under her arm, and somehow that's a foul on Kira.
Yeah, I mean, and the guy did the.
Actually, who'd they call that foul on?
Abby Davidson.
And she's not even
in the
game.
Not even in there, yeah.
That's the one from before. They must not have put it up yet.
Yeah. So and coach is asking the officials like where are you getting this, and he's saying like she pushed her down low.
Yeah.
Because he called a block a defensive blocking,
which makes absolutely no sense because Kira was backing up as Frobe was spinning into her.
Hits the first, missed the second, rebound Kira. 10-5 Streaks, 3:20 to play here in the first quarter. Capri Ferguson across midcourt left side, stolen away by Frobe. Frobe down the right side got. Capri to beat, and she traveled. Coach Massey wanted to travel. She stopped and then took an extra step.
Yeah, she stopped and then jump-stopped.
Make it 10-7 Streaks, 3:04 to play. Alexis Edgerson in. She's got it right side. Bouncers to Capri right at the center circle.
Being aggressive with their trapping now, and Frobe's being aggressive with the defense up top. Frobe.
I didn't think they were going to call because she was hand-checking her, then reaching in on Capri. Capri kind of got lucky there, but she was able to get the ball back before Frobe stole, and Frobe got a piece of her.
Well, what Frobe's doing is the same thing she did to her in the last one where she got the steal. She's putting a lot of pressure up front, causing Capri to spin, and when Capri spins, she goes and she hits her back shoulder to knock the ball free.
That's her first foul, 10-7 Streaks, first foul on Lincoln. Right corner, it's Kira Kilgore with it. Kicks to Capri Ferguson, top of the key.
Capri's got to be ready to shoot.
Alexis back to Capri, top of the key. Left wing goes to Kira. Penetrates back out to Capri, top of the key. Right side goes to Alexis Edgerson for three. Too strong. Rebound comes away to Jenna Bowman for Lincoln. Bowman brings it across. His way to Frobe out high on the right side. Now top of the key, it goes to Heitzig.
Near steal by Capri.
This is Bowman with it. Right side it goes to Heitzig. Now Frobe top of the key for three. Good. Oh, defense right there. Kara was there.
Frobe on a 6-0 run.
Yeah, quick six for her, and we're tied at 10. 2 minutes to play here. Yep, and over and back calling Alexis Edgerson. She got across and didn't realize where she was and stepped back out of the trap.
Well, and that's the worst place to get her the ball on the offensive side of half court, right in that corner with a trap there. So the Streaks have to recognize you don't want to throw the ball there. They have to use the middle of the floor a little bit more against this 1-2-2.
This is Frobe with it on the dribble out near the center circle. Less than two to play here in the first quarter. Left wing it goes to Bowman. Top of the key, Heitzig dribbles right, hands off to Frobe. High on the right side. Gets a pick, steps back. Now kicks to the right baseline to Heitzig. Back out to Frobe.
This is a cheap foul call against Kiera. They're going to call Kiera. She jumped out the double team, and the girl turned into her, and that's going to be a foul on Kiera.
So that's two on her now. And quickly, Coach Massey gets Alexis Edgerson back up, and he's going to bring Kiera to the bench. So my guess, that's mean. Well, no, he's going to have Alexis on Froby. I thought he'd switch up and maybe put Cadence there, but Alexis Edgerson will pick up Froby now.
Two tough calls on Kiera now in a few possessions.
Right side it goes to Heitzig. Top of the key, this is Warner. Imogen Warner. M-A-I-M-A-G-I-N. Imogen. This is Froby with it out between the circles. 1:14 to play in the quarter. And she'll stop and fire the three from straight on. Too strong. Rebound, Abby Lingefelter. Ripped it away from two white jerseys there. Nice job by Abby. Grace Nelson to Alexis Edgerson, left side. Stops back to Grace between the circles out near the center circle. Now Abby Lingefelter to Alexis Edgerson. Back on high left side, Grace Nelson. Right side it goes to Cadence Leidick. Right corner, it's Alexis Edgerson.
Abby Davidson has one post touch so far in this game.
Yeah.
And she has a huge height advantage. Well, not as much with Imogen in there. Imogen's listed at 6'2", but...
This is Alexis Edgerson, left wing. Swing it to Cadence Leidick and overthrew her, and the Streaks turn it over. They didn't blow the whistle. Oh, nobody touched it. It didn't go out of bounds. I thought it did. Everybody quit on it. I don't know what the Streaks were doing.
And that's what Coach Massey was saying, too. He's like, somebody go touch the basketball.
I think Cadence was confused on the sideline where it says rail splitter. She thought she was out of bounds there. I think that's probably true.
Yeah,
and
everybody
just kind of stopped. Yeah, that's why there wasn't a whistle. So now
it is kind of confusing because in big block letters along both sidelines, it says rail splitter.
Yeah, and it's almost all the way up and down.
Yeah, in green with white and red, and probably gives the misperception that that's the out-of-bounds area.
Froby with it. Top of the key to Heitzig. Back to Froby. Dribbles left. Left elbow stops. Pulls back with a 17-footer. Good. Well, you can see why she's getting some looks.
Yep. 8-0 run right now for Froby.
And they've got their second. Right now the Streaks turn it over on the full court pressure. This is Heitzig, 15-footer from straight on. Good. Now make it 14-10, biggest lead, and that's the end of the first quarter. After one, it is Lincoln 14, Galesburg 10. We'll come back with more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Earth date present day. Dave's Auto Body repairs an alien shuttlecraft.
Captain Dave, we collided with a Nimzu orbital chariot. Our scanners show your facility surpasses a replicator at vehicular repair.
Dave's crew springs into action, restoring the craft to intergalactic standards. Commander, we repaired your warp drive and bumpers. There's a lifetime warranty.
Oh, Shimza, Captain Dave.
Dave's Auto Body.
How long is that in light years?
You better call Dave.
Is that candy?
Yes, take some.
Oh, thank the Schwablock.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Lincoln with the basketball to start the second quarter, leading 14-10. Tom Arith, Eric Gibson here at Lincoln High School. Right corner it goes. Three-pointer is up and no good by Taryn Stoltzenberg. Rebound, fought for. Now we have a tie-up between Froby and Abby Lingefelter, and the ball should be the Streaks. Yeah, because Lincoln had to start. The one official was pointing back the other way, but they had to start the second quarter. So here we are, second quarter underway. Streaks trail 14-10.
Who hit that for us, Froby and who?
Abby.
Abby Lingefelter,
yeah. Abby has it in the backcourt and nearly turned it over. Kiera is able to get it, gets it across to Cadence Leidick. Cadence on the run, gets to Abby Davidson down on the right block, turns, fades away.
Oh, wow.
I thought the ball was going to roll offshore, but somehow the spin took it over, back over the iron, so Abby gets the shot up and in.
Some shooter's touch right there.
As
that one looked like for sure it was going to fall off.
So make it 14-12. Froby on the dribble, working against Cadence Leidick now. Gives to Heitzig out between the circles. Dribbles right. Heitzig down the right side lane, gives to Stoltzenberg. She'll go to the right elbow and a handoff to Froby. Froby, top of the key to Stoltzenberg, fires a three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Grace Nelson. Downcourt, Abby Lingefelter running the floor, right side, lays it up and in. Nice job by Grace Nelson getting out to Adelina Felter on the run, and we're tied at 14, under 7 to play here in the first half.
Well, a good answer here by the Streaks. They kind of, the offense went cold there at the end of the first quarter, so to come out in the second quarter and get a couple buckets, it's good momentum.
Heitzig, right corner to Stolzenberg, puts it on the floor, top of the key, Froby, a wide open three, can't do that, missed it though. Rebound comes away to Kara Kilgore for the Streaks. Now Grace Nelson across midcourt right side, up court it goes to Cadence Leidick on the right wing. Cadence, who missed Abby there, posted up. Now Cadence right wing, right baseline to Abby Davidson outside the three-point arc, bounces for Grace Nelson out high. Back to Cadence. Cadence penetrates, gets past the defender, comes up short on the shot. Warner may have gotten a piece of it, I'm not sure, but she came away with a rebound.
Imogen Warner. It's quite the interesting name.
Yeah. Looks like Imagine without an E. All right, this is Stolzenberg. Terrence Stolzenberg with it. A 5'4 sophomore. Right wing it goes to Heitzig. Now it's Froby with it out high right side. Back to Heitzig on the wing. Brings it back out high to Froby on the right wing.
Street crowd getting very vocal over there.
Now Froby pulls it back out near midcourt. Wanted to go a little one-on-one. Now hands off to Heitzig. Right side. Gives way to Bowman. A little five-footer is no good. And the rebound taken away by Abby Lingefelter. I think Warner had her hands on it. Abby just took it away from her. Grace Nelson out high right side. Right baseline it goes to Cadence Leidick. Yeah, missed Abby Davidson again down there post up. Now Grace out high right side.
They've got to go right into her. And unfortunately, every time the Streaks catch the ball in the corner, they stop and look.
There we go. Yeah, a little bit too hard. Pass a little bit off the mark that time. She did what Cadence did what she needed to do. As soon as she got it, she let it fly into Abby, but it was a little bit low and off the mark.
Right.
And the Streaks turn it over. Now left corner.
Two.
Two-pointer is up and good by Becca Heitzig. It's her second basket. Oh, no, they said that was Stolten.
No. Was that four? Stolzenberg.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. What is the call? Now Abby Lienfelter got called for a push. Yeah, but then Abby Lienfelter got called for a foul, apparently. Not sure what she did. So the Streaks turn it over again. 16-14 is the Lincoln lead. 4:59 to play first half. Capri Ferguson back in for the Streaks. So let's see. Stolzenberg.
Three up top for Froby off the mark, long.
And the rebound. You had Capri and Kira both had their hands on it. Neither one of them got it. Now it comes away. Froby had to miss the shot, gets her own rebound. Top of the key goes to Heitzig. She'll fire from just inside the three-point arc. Good.
Streaks on a 4-0 run. They answer with a 4-0 run.
Streaks on the run. Now Kira right down the middle. Lays it up off the glass. Good. Nice job. And that's a great way to beat the press. Once you get past it, keep going. She's got seven. They get 18-16, Lincoln.
And she just hit the afterburners there and took off. Once she got, you're right, once she saw that opening, like a running back through the hole.
On the dribble, this is Jane Turner into the ball game. Right baseline, shot missed by Heitz. They're going to rebound for Abby Lingefelter. Now Capri Ferguson.
For Abby.
To Kiara down on the left side. Back to Capri out near the center circle with 4:05 to play in the half. Abby Lingefelter out high left side. To Cadence Leidick, left wing. Top of the key, it goes to Kiara. Back to Cadence, left side. Now Kiara hands off to Capri, and she'll reset with under 4 minutes to play in the half. Bounces for Kiara. I thought they were going to jump the passing lane there.
Yeah, got it.
Abby Lingefelter lost it. Cadence tried to get into Abby Davidson, overthrew her, and Abby Lingefelter nearly came up with it, then she lost. And now Froby kind of got through the defenders there and laid one up and in. 20-16, Lincoln. Kiara, right down the middle again and lost the handle. It's going to be Heitzig's call for the reach, I think. Or they're going to say there's the one that fell to the floor. I'm not sure. Who are they
Heitzig
going to call?
Or McEwen?
Yeah, Heitzig.
Heitzig.
That's her first. And the Streaks will have it on the right baseline. Capri Ferguson. Grace Nelson will check in and replace hers. But Grace will.
We're going to get the mask timeout.
Yep, mask timeout. 3:25 to play first half. It is Lincoln 20, Galesburg 16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith from WGIL. Become an animal expert when you join the Galesburg Public Library's Animal Explorers Club for kids in grades K through 3. Participants receive a free take-home kit with books on the animal of the month and an explorer guide, then meet to share info and enjoy activities on the last Tuesday of each month. Find out how to register on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
.325 to play in the first half. Lincoln High School, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. The Lincoln Railers lead the Galesburg Silver Streaks 20-16. And Eric, the times the Streaks have really attacked the press and gotten it up the floor quickly, they've gotten some easy baskets out of it.
Yeah, and that's the big thing. You got it when you find the seam, when you find that opening, you've got to get across half court. And the Streaks, the way they're trying to defeat it, it's pretty much 3-on-4s, which means that if you get to that backside, you have a 2-on-1 on the backside.
Grace now saw high left side. Akira in the left corner. Thought about the three, but they closed out. And now gets to Cadence Lydic.
There we go.
The block. It goes to Abby. Turn around toward the baseline. Good. They move there. Abby has six. Sanders 20-18.
And a good, quick reversal of the basketball. And instead of Cadence looking and staring inside, she just caught the ball and put it right inside to Abby.
And that's going to be there all day. And also, even if Abby chooses to go the other way. Now Abby Davidson with the steal. Nope, they're going to call a tie-up. So good defense by Abby. Unfortunately, it goes back to Lincoln. But
didn't they get the last tie-up?
Maybe
not. I thought there was a tie-up down here that they got.
Yeah. Well, that was right after the quarter. Oh, now somebody, Froby, got away on the inbound. Wide open layup.
You can't let that happen.
Nope.
She's their best player.
She's going to get her points anyway. You can't give her easy ones like that. 22-18. Streaks break the press. Kira Kilgore on the dribble. Gets to Grace Nelson out near midcourt. Back to Kira, left wing.
They're going to say she shuffled the feet again.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. How many do we have now? Is it six?
Nine.
Oh, nine.
Yeah. They have one.
Nine streak turnovers already. And still in the game, 22-18, 2:33 to play in the first half. Froby on the dribble out between the circles. Dribbles right, gets a pick from McEwen. Now kicks out to Heitzig. Back to Froby. Goes to the left corner to Stolzenberg. Bounces in the paint to McEwen.
Good block. Shot
blocked by Abby Davidson. Abby Lingenfelter comes away with a rebound. Quickly up court. Kara has a left wing. Penetrates. Little runner in the paint is good. Got a nice bounce off the back iron.
Well, on that block, what was impressive was McEwen pump faked Abby Davidson. She jumped up too early. McEwen then tried to catch Abby on the way down, but Abby's arms just so long that they just hung up over the basketball the whole time.
22-20 is the Streaks trail with 1:50 to play here in the half. Froby down there. Travel. No call. Kicks it out on the right baseline. Shot up and no good. Rebound Abby Davidson. It was Jenna Bowman with a shot. I don't know how in the world you missed that travel.
I don't know. She took an easy three steps. She just put the ball under her armpit and just ran. Good
Coach
call
Massey.
By Coach Massey.
Yeah, call
here. Timeout.
Grace Nelson got caught up in the corner out by midcourt and no help for her, so Coach calls the timeout, and this is a full timeout?
No, 30.
30, okay. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, for providing our transportation to all Streaks Road games. Driving a really nice pre-owned 2020 Nissan Altima here this afternoon. We actually drove, this is one we drove the other night, really, really nice vehicle. You can check it out. It's the Altima SV, black in color, really nice ride out on the highway. It's so different because we're both used to being in SUVs, and that, you know, you sit low and ride low, but it's really, really comfortable and a great ride out on the highway. Gets great mileage, and you're going to want to check this one out. You can see it on the lot coming up this week at Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. And whatever you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Just stop by and chat with them. 1:33 to play in the half. 22-20 is the Lincoln lead. Streaks with the basketball. Kira Kilgore to inbound from just in front of the scorer's table. So
what are we doing? I was going to say, if she's checking in, she should be allowed to check in.
But maybe the problem was she didn't check in. I think maybe she just went out on the court without checking
Uh-oh.
In. I'm not sure. Then she came back and she thought she had to sit at the scorer's table and wait for the play. But that was Imogen Warner. Left corner goes to Abby Davidson. Ball got kicked out of bounds, though. I think Froby got a foot on it. Streaks will inbound from the far sideline now. Kiera Kilgore will inbound. And it comes to Grace Nelson out high left side near midcourt. Picks up, gives to Abby Lingenfelter between the circles, left wing to Abby Davidson. Back to Abby Lienfelter now. Grace Nelson between the circles. 118 to play. Left wing, Kara thought about the three. Penetrates. Nice little Euro step there. Missed the shot, though. Gets her own rebound up off the glass. No, but she's fouled. That's going to go against Stoltzenberg. Taryn Stoltzenberg, her first. Is that, I like the move, but again, is that legal?
Well,
I know it is nowadays, apparently, but it always looks like an extra step to me.
Right. It's that gather step that they're all trying to talk about. That's why it doesn't count as a step, because it's a gather step. Misses the first free throw. Second one upcoming for Kara.
1:12 to play in the half. Second one, missed that one. And Froby with a rebound.
For some reason, Froby picked up the ball in the backcourt.
And now she's got it across midcourt. Left wing it goes to Heitzig. Top of the key to Stoltzenberg. Right
Cadence
side.
Is now guarding Froby.
Bowman to Heitzig. Back door to Froby. Fake the shot. And shot blocked by Abby Davidson. But rebound was kept alive by Froby. Oh, near steal by Abby Lienfelter. Froby gets it back from the right baseline. 10-footer, no good. Abby Davidson with a rebound. Streaks on the run. Grace Nelson. Down it goes to Cadence Leidick. Right baseline. Swing it over to Kiara on the left wing. Fires a three. Good!
Nice! Dangerous pass there for Cadence to go cross court over to Kiara, but she drills the three after she's able to get that pass through.
Streaks retake the lead 23-22 with 20 seconds to play in the quarter. Froby gives right side to Bowman. Bowman top of the key now gives to Heitzig. She dribbles right, run a little weave. Now Froby right corner. She fires her own three. In and out, no good. Rebound to Warner. Shot.
Oh! Come on.
Abby Davidson with a good block and gets called for the foul. Oh, my goodness. Well, she brought the arm down, but she smacked right down on the ball. Had a perfect angle to see that one, but the official didn't, unfortunately. That is the second now on Abby Davidson, and that's going to put Warner at the free throw line with two shots.
Warner doesn't get very high off the ground on her jump shot, so it made it easier for Abby Davidson to get hands on the basketball.
We're tied at 23 as she hits the first really high arcing free throw shot for Warner. Second one is up and banked it, nearly went in, rolled out. Abby Davidson with a rebound. Now Grace Nelson. Caden Slidick with three.
Had Warner all over.
Yeah, Warner was pushing. That's what Coach Massey's saying. Where's the foul? Jeez.
If this is a foul down here that turns into a shooting foul.
Yeah. 2 seconds. This is Froby. Stops. Long three-pointer is good. Oh, did she get that off before the buzzer?
I don't know.
They counted it. Wow.
It's the second straight game we've had one of those.
Yeah. I don't think she had let that go before the buzzer. Well, they counted it, and that is a three at the buzzer, and that makes our halftime score Lincoln 26, Galesburg 23. We'll come back with our halftime report. Talk about this one, some halftime stats and more. Streaks trail 26-23. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Spotter 1 to Spotter 2. Come in, Spotter 2.
Spotter 1, go.
Spotter 2, across the street at about 3 o'clock, we got a button.
Negative, Spotter 1. That's a mustard stain. Stand down.
It was yellow on black, just like our button, Spotter 2. My bad.
Just shake it off and keep your eyes peeled.
Spotter 2, coming at you in the red coat, resting frown face.
Got it. Bring the cash, Spotter 1, and let's help turn that frown upside down.
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
the Packing House on Mulberry Street, Galesburg.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at Lincoln High School. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Lincoln Railers 26-23 on the three-pointer somewhere around the halftime buzzer. We're not so sure it went that she let it fly before that, but they counted it nonetheless. Streaks, after being outscored 14-10 in the first quarter, they outscored Lincoln 13-12 in that second quarter. Well, Eric, again, you know, it's about finding those seams in that 1-2-2, whether it's the full-court press or in the half-court, and the Streaks a little bit better job later in that second quarter doing that.
Well, and against any zone, what you want to do is you want to move the ball side to side as quick as possible and make the defense move. And when the defense moves, that's where you're going to find your openings. And Streaks did a better job there in the second quarter, getting the ball inside to Abby Davidson. You got to kind of keep looking for that because there's going to be openings when you rotate that basketball, because as the players move, somebody's just going to be a hair slow, and that's going to open up Abby Davidson inside, or Kira Kilgore on the backside, or Abby Lingenfelter even. So you've got to look for that. But if you're somebody that believes in signs and coincidences, Moline on Thursday, or on Thursday, yeah, half court or last second three, we thought it was kind of late. They counted it. Streaks went in the half down four in that one. This one, same thing happens. Streaks going to the halftime down three.
Well, I would say that we should have the same finish we did the other night,
right,
then. Us winning
exactly.
Going away, I'd be fine with that. All right. So at halftime, the Streaks trailing 26-23. Sophomores won here this afternoon. 54-33 was the final in that one. Galesburg High boys won their first game earlier today in the Martin Luther King tournament at John Thiel Gym. They defeated Gary Comer Prep out of Chicago 57-46. They will play again tonight against Orr out of the Chicago Public League. And that game scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickrell will have it for you around 6:40 for the pregame. 7 o'clock scheduled tip tonight here on WGIL. The rest of our upcoming schedule, we talked about this week. This is the number four team in the state we're seeing right now. Coming up on Thursday night, we will play host to the Geneseo Maple Leafs, the number one ranked team in the state of Illinois. Then next Saturday, our Downstate Classic, which this game is part of, we'll finish that up against the first off the number five team, then the number two team in the state, Peoria High, at a 1:30 tip next Saturday afternoon, and then against Morton with a 6 o'clock tip next Saturday night. In between, the Galesburg High boys will be back at it as well. They will take on Morton coming up Tuesday night. That'll be a 7 o'clock, and that is on the road at Morton. Brad and Jeremy will have that one for you, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. Then Friday night, they will play at Wharton Fieldhouse against Moline. Also, the Illinois Fighting Illini, a big Monday night game against the Purdue Boys, or excuse me, Monday afternoon game.
This is 11 a.m.
Actually, 11 o'clock start. This will be a biggie coming up on Monday, Illinois-Purdue. That'll be a big one for the Illini after they pick up the win. That was last night, right?
Yep, got to play better than they played last
Michigan
night to beat Purdue, though.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. All right, so that's what the upcoming schedule looks like here on WGIL. We'll take a timeout, come back, and run down some halftime stats and bring you the second half of basketball. Streaks trail 26-23. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
I hate it when a dealer is pushy.
Some dealers just aren't being straight up. You know, want to add on this and kind of mess with the numbers and confuse you.
They talk fast and fill your mind with a lot of stuff, so you're not even really able to think.
That's one reason why we come here. They treat us like king and queen, and we're good to go.
Meet Steve and Laura Albert from Galesburg. The Alberts are among the dozens of satisfied customers of one of our longtime sales members, Kevin Carr. For over 30 years, Kevin's been helping folks all over the area find the right vehicles for their family here at YEM.
Kevin is not a high-pressure salesman. He's just an honest, upfront salesman.
He listens to what we want. He kind of guides us in the right direction. Kevin made the process almost too easy. We were here about 30 minutes and driving home with a new car.
It's a privilege to work with people like the Alberts, and we look forward to earning your business too. Get to know Kevin Carr and the rest of the family at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith from WGIL with this reminder. Could you and your family use help getting food on the table? First Lutheran Church Food Pantry on East Water Street in Galesburg is open the third Wednesday of every month from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. and the second and fourth Thursday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m. A photo ID is required. Learn more on the community events page at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy, a low 8 above tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a high near 24. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a low 19. Monday, partly sunny, a high 31. Monday night, cloudy, a low 17. Tuesday, partly sunny, a high near 39. Right now, it's 22 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at Lincoln High School, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, halftime. The Lincoln Railers lead the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 26-23 is our halftime score. Then on the three-pointer at or near the buzzer to end the first half. All right, let's run down some scoring. Streaks led by Kara Kilgore with 12 points, including a couple three-pointers, 0 for 2 from the free throw line, 6 for Abby Davidson on three baskets, 2 for Abby Lingefelter on a basket, 3 for Grace Nelson on a three-pointer. They had the 3 three-pointers in the first half, 0 for 2 from the line, 15 for the sophomore from Lincoln, Chloe Froby, including a couple of three-pointers. She was 1 for 2 from the line, 4 points for Becca Heitzig, 2 for Jasmine Robbins, 2 for Reese McEwen, 1 for Imogen Warner, and 2 for Taryn Stolzenberg. They're 2 three-pointers and 4 for 6 from the free throw line. So probably one of the big stats. If we look at the turnovers again, Streaks had a little struggle with it.
Yeah, Streaks have turned the ball over 10 times in this one. Lincoln only once. Streaks do have an advantage on the rebounding side of things, 16-10, although of the 10 Lincoln rebounds, 6 of them are offensive. Streaks only have 3 offensive rebounds thus far. However, that can be reflected in the shooting. Lincoln is 10 of 27 from the field, 2 of 9 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, just shooting a sizzling 10 of 16, 3 of 5 from outside the arc, 7 of 11 from inside the arc. So Streaks shooting the ball is well, if not better, than we've seen him shoot it all year, but the problem is that the volume of shots isn't there. Yeah. Only 16 shots in the first half. That's way down for the Streaks. They're usually in the upper 20s.
Yeah, I don't notice when it happened, but the far official over there is the one that got here late, and he was here during the second quarter because he was the one who Coach Matthew was talking to about something he thought he missed down there. So I don't know when he walked in, if he was here for the start of the second quarter or not. Because we had a different, we had one official running behind. He was calling a game over in Chillicothe or something. They went ahead and started with one of the other officials that had called the sophomore game. Then they switched it up. It must have been, the beginning of the second quarter. All right, just about ready to get the second half underway here at Lincoln High School. Again, Galesburg High boys basketball coming up, their second game of the day this evening, 7 o'clock scheduled tip, 6:40 pregame with Brad and Jeremy. They'll play against Orr. Who are Orr, though? Were they the Wildcats, or was that the team they played earlier? I don't
know. I don't remember what Orr is.
Anyway, so
for some reason I have a bird in my head for Orr.
Yeah, like I can't remember. Yeah, something. Yeah, there you go. Well, there's somebody. All right, Streaks with the basketball to start the second half. Grace Nelson gives to Kiara Kilgore out high on the left side. Kiara double teamed and got knocked away by Froby. Abby Davidson comes up with it, gives to Grace Nelson now between the circles.
Well, thus far, we have the matchup we were expecting, the two super softs leading their respective clubs.
Yeah. Now, just what we wanted to have happen, Kier tried to get into Abby too a little bit too late with a pass. They knock it away and steal it. Shot missed, though, down on the far end by Hartzig.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah,
that ball looked like it went off of Abby Davidson, but the Streaks are going to get it back on the after the rebound goes out of bounds, allegedly. I'm one of the members of the rail splitters.
I was kind of with you. I was kind of surprised the call went that way. Streaks break the pressure. They turn it over again. That's 2 to start the second half, 12 for the game.
Well, they tried to go to the middle of the floor that time, Tom, but Grace Nelson was too far away, so there's too much space for them to get that pass through.
Yeah. Froby out high on the left side. Hands off to Heitzig. Now this is, back in, Jasmine Robbins. Froby to Robbins, top of the key. Back to Froby in the center circle. Second half just underway. 7 minutes to play here in the third. 26-23 is the Lincoln lead. Heitzig to Robbins. Dribbles right. Gives way to Bowman.
continue to run the weave out top.
Heitzig stops at the free throw line. 15-footer in and out, no good. Rebound, Kiara Kilgore. Down court it goes to Caden Slidick. Beats the defense back, lays it up and in. Streaks trail by one. First basket of the afternoon for Cadence. Make it 26-25.
Only the second shot for Cadence on the afternoon.
6:34 to play in the third. Streaks trail by one. Frobie down the right side. Shot blocked by Abby Davidson. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound. Grace Nelson on the run with it. Picks up, gives to Abby Davidson, high post, dribbles down to the right side. The little jumper is up and no good. Got a little bit off balance. She was kind of floating toward the baseline on that one.
Yeah, Abby's got to go a little bit more straight up. She has a tendency to fade away or fade to the side on that one. Not what she really wants to do.
McEwen came away with a rebound. Bowman, left corner, goes to Heitzig, brings it back out to the wing. Now out high, working against Kiara. Bounces to the left corner. And a 17-footer up and no good by Bowman, but Frobie flies in, thought she had the rebound. Grace took it away. Now to Kiara, down the right side, lays it up, and good! And the Streaks have the lead. Four-point run by Caden Slidick gives the Streaks the lead, 27-26, 5:45 to play here in the third quarter.
Ooh, nearly a travel there by Heitzig. She got that ball caught up on her shoulder. Looked like she took two steps while she was trying to get the pass off, but the pass does eventually get to Frobie.
Frobie on the dribble out high against Caden Slidick. Bounces out for Robbins. Running the weave again. Robbins gives to Frobie. Dribbles left. Cut off by Cadence. Still on the dribble. Spins into the paint. Kicks out to Robbins. She'll fire the three. No good. Rebound comes out long to Kiara Kilgore. Streaks with numbers now. Down court, and I'm not sure where Grace was going with that. Went right in the hands of
Heitzig.
Or McEwen, was it? Now Frobie, right wing, misses the 10-footer. Rebound, Heitzig up, no good. Second rebound comes away, Kiara Kilgore. Down court it goes to Caden Slidick. She lays it up and in.
Caden's a 6-0 run.
All three layups from the right side, and the Streaks with a 29-26 lead with 4:45 to play here in the third. Frobie spins into the paint, scoops up with the left hand, missed, got her own rebound, though. Got to be a three-second call. She finally got out of the lane. Left corner it goes. Back to Frobie now on the left wing. She's going to bring it back up. 4.5 to play.
Street fans getting loud.
I can see Frobie is one of those with a mindset. When they need a basket, she's going to try to go no matter what. Kiara with a near steal knocked her away, and she thought maybe it had gone off of Heitzig glass, but it goes back to Lincoln. Three new railers in. Warner back in, also Stolzenberg, and let's see, who's the other one that came in? A different one that hadn't been in yet. Was it 23
came
Ryan
in.
Ryan Stolzenberg.
Yeah, it's both Stolzenbergs come into the game.
This is Frobie on the dribble near the center circle, working against Caden Slidick.
Trying to set something up with a box around the paint. Trying to open things up, I think, for Frobie.
Stops at the free throw line, fires 15-footer. Missed it, though. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound. Nice move, and she got Caden Slidick off her. Faked the shot. Caden went for the fake. Now Caden has it on the right wing. Penetrates, and now we're going to turn it over. Got it. Nope. Good save by Kiara Kilgore.
They're going to call it back. Carey?
No, he called over and back, but
where? Caden,
I don't know, because Kiara had saved it before it went back, but by the time he called, I'm not sure what that
Grace
was.
Grace was clearly up by the rail splitter.
I have no idea.
Grace was well on this side of the half-court line. He didn't call until Grace had the basketball.
Yeah. And plus, Kiara had never gone into the backcourt anyway. All right, that's what Coach Massey's asking. He's pointing out there and asking what's going on. What? All right, this was the Mass timeout, wasn't it?
Yes.
3:50 to play here in the third quarter. Galesburg 29, Lincoln 26. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan. Galesburg Nissan Car Rental. Galesburg Car Care. And Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief. Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Lincoln with the basketball after the called turnover. Not sure where that came from, but Streaks turn it over, and Lincoln has it at the free throw line. Frobe down the left side of the lane, out of the left wing, spins, looking for help. Good defense by Caden Slidek.
Well, and also Grace. Grace came back from the back side and bothered Frobe enough that she picked up her dribble.
Frobe dumps it down to Warner down the right block. Gets shot up, partially blocked, and rebound coming away with a finalist, Kiara Kilgore. Had to fight for it with Frobe. Kiara down the right side, splits the defenders up off the glass and in. What a move by Kiara. I think that she ran right up their backs, and as they started to turn toward her, she just went between them and laid it up and in. 31-26, biggest lead for the Streaks here this afternoon.
They were up 10-4.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that, 10-4. Now out to the right side. This is Stoltzenberg, Ryan Stoltzenberg. Now gets to Frobe on the right wing. Under 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Now Frobe splits the defenders, traveled, no call. Kicks it out to the other Stoltzenberg. That was Taryn. Miss a shot.
And now we're going to get a hold call on Ryan Stoltzenberg.
Could be her first, and that's first foul in the second half.
Abby Lingenfelter now 10 rebounds in the game as she continues to just dominate the boards when she's in the basketball game.
I'm trying to think, if we had a player, have we ever seen somebody with a run like that rebounding-wise for the Streaks? I can't remember one.
Shaylee might have.
Yeah.
But she's the only one that I can think of that pulled down a ton of rebounds on a consistent basis.
Well, and we also had where's the push as Abby gets it across. Now Kiara Kilgore left wing, but then you've also had several where she's been a double figures, and you had also Abby Davis in a double or close to double figures as well. Kiara's got it on the near wing, goes baseline, picks up, gives out high to Capri Ferguson back in on the left side, bounces for Cadence right at the center circle. Right corner it goes to Kiara. Now free throw line got stolen away. Frobe jumped in from behind and stole it away.
Well, good idea. They were going to try to go high-low there, get to Abby Davidson at the high post, but unfortunately Abby didn't have good position for that basketball, and Frobe was able to slide in front.
This is Frobe, top of the key, free throw line, spins, pulls back. Nice defense again by Cadence, goes to the right corner. Bowman missed the three but got her own rebound and put it up and in. First basket for Jenna Bowman, make it 31-28. 150 to play. Now quickly. Oh, Caden's got knocked on the floor. Thank you. Yeah.
First basket of the second half for Lincoln comes at the 155 mark.
I think Bowman's going to get a call for the foul. Caden's got knocked to the floor there. Does go against Bowman, her first foul. And Capri Ferguson will inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks. And it comes to Abby Davidson. Right block. Got hit. No call. Rebound comes away to Frobe. Down court running is Spoltenberg. Traveled, no call. Got it off on the left side to, who was that?
Heitzig.
So Heitzig, the recipient. She's got six.
Now the Streaks turn it over. Basketball again.
Oh, got it. Now the right side, Abby Lehenfelter is going to be called for the foul as it was Frobe going in. Abby got a piece of her. That'll be her second foul.
When you're going against a press like this, you have to go catch the basketball. You have to actively go towards the basketball and catch it. Streaks are sitting back and letting Lincoln jump into the passing lanes and knock the ball away.
Coach Massey calls a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 1:26 to play third quarter. It is Galesburg 31, Lincoln 30. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like First Presbyterian Church, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
The Streaks leading the fourth-ranked Lincoln Railers 31-30. Timeout by Coach Massey. We'll have Chloe Frobe, the sophomore, at the free throw line for Lincoln when play resumes. So the Streaks start the third with a bit of a run. Now Lincoln a run of their own late here in the third quarter, and Frobe with a chance to tie and take the lead here. She hit one of two free throws in the first half, 15 points in the game. Those all came in the first half. And her first free throw is up, and it is no good, too strong.
Best she can do now is tie the game.
Yep. So no idea what kind of free throw shooter she is normally, but she's...
Well, usually when you're averaging 20-some points a game, you're a decent free
throw
shooter.
Exactly, and she hits the second one. And we are tied at 31. Streak with the basketball. Beats the full pressure.
Cadence.
kicks it over to Kiara, left wing. Kiara penetrates, a little runner up in the paint. Is good. That was a nice shot, tough one.
It's a little floater after she got by the defense.
16 for Kiara, Streaks lead 33-31. 106 to play here in the third. Froby, right corner, it goes to Stoltenberg. Missed the shot, rebound. Abby Lingenfelter
trying travel.
For it. Yep, there it is. And it was, who was that?
Garrett.
Tori Garrett's, who's into the ball game. Pulled it away from Abby and then traveled with us, so the Streaks get it back on the Lincoln turnover with 58 seconds to play in the quarter.
Only their second of the game.
Full court pressure. Froby got away with a foul there. Capri gets it off to Kiara. Kiara goes down to the left baseline, pulls it back out. Now Capri with it in the paint. Abby Davidson, turnaround jumper is good.
Nice pass and nice finish.
Eight for Abby, 35-31, 38 seconds to play. This is Froby out between the circles. Dribbles left, goes to left elbow. Good defense again by Caden Slidick. Now Froby fires a long three left side, way short, but the rebound comes down to Bowman.
I
Bowman
think it was
traveled.
Garrett's actually.
Okay.
24.
It's a foul on.
Caden Slidick for what?
I don't know, but that's her first. I have no idea, honestly. This will be Stoltenberg to inbound, and it comes to Froby up off the glass. Missed it, and the rebound ripped away by Kiara Kilgore. Took it away from Froby. Kiara on the run. Down the middle, down the right side of the lane. Now spins. Going to get caught in foul. She got
There's
pushed.
All kinds of contact in the lane, and they call a travel.
Push, push, push. My goodness. If there was a travel, it was because of the push. 10 seconds now to play. Don't back off Froby. She's got the ball. Now Kiara comes out and doubles her.
Good call.
Right wing. Now back to Froby. Out
they
high on the left
her.
Side. Long three-pointer. No
oh,
three.
My oh, God. They're gonna call
are the, you kidding me?
If you're going to call that, it wasn't
wow.
on the shot then because she was already down, back down on the floor.
Wow, yep.
It shouldn't be on the shot.
Oh,
they're
going to
give her three free throws.
You got to be kidding me. I don't even know if there was any contact anyway.
There was contact, but okay. She was already back down on the ground, and technically that's an after-the-shot foul.
Yep. So that's two on Caden.
See,
first
and this is one of those calls that officials get wrong a lot, too, because they call it on the shot, and the girl's
yeah,
already,
she was already
down on
yeah.
the ground.
Yeah, it did not affect the shot
she
at all.
She was posing after her shot went up.
Second one is good. 35-33. 1.4 to play in the quarter. Make sure you block out, girls, in case she misses. Froby's third one is up, and it is good as well. She's got 19, and it comes to Capri. Fires from midcourt. That should count if it goes, and nearly did. They wouldn't have counted it, though, because it was after the buzzer. But first half, that counted. All right, we got 8 minutes to play. It is the Galesburg Silver Strings leading the fourth-ranked Lincoln Railers, 35-34. We'll come back with the final 8 minutes next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
You just crashed your car. Accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Have a position you need filled yesterday?
We can put it in our jobs page at galesburg.info and drive thousands of listeners right to you.
Not only will you get great exposure, but it's a much more streamlined approach to getting local applicants. galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
It's another exciting excursion into broadcast excellence. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, weekdays at 11 on WGIL.
Streaks outscored the Railers 12-8 in the third quarter. Lincoln with the basketball to start the fourth. Streaks lead 35-34. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson here at Lincoln High School. The Railers ranked number 4 in the state of Illinois. They're 16-2 on the season. This is Froby on the dribble out high left side. Fake the three, picks up, gives to the left corner to Bowman. Bowman on the dribble, gives out to Stoltenberg out high on the right side. Bounces at the free throw line to Froby. Back to the right corner it goes. And losing the basketball was Bowman, and the Streaks come away with it. Kiara Kilgore. Kiara on the dribble. Down the right side of the lane. Spins in the paint. Kicks out to Abby Davis. And now Grace Nelson, top of the key. Caden Slidek fires a three right wing. Way too strong. But Abby Lingenfelter, offensive rebound, put back. That's four for Abby. And make it 37-34 streaks. That was actually a perfect pass for a
it
shot.
It was. Sometimes it just works out that way.
Yes, and sometimes it's hard to catch those come if they come off too strong. Now a three-pointer missed top of the key, and the rebound fought for and pulled away by Abby Davidson. Streaks with numbers, three on one. Down it goes to Kiera. Lays it up left hand. Good! Nice look from Grace Nelson to Kiera Kilgore. 39-34 streaks, and Taylor Rohrer wants a timeout. Streaks fans are excited. Team is excited as well. Full timeout here, 39-34. Good way to start the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Streaks started the third quarter hot, got a little cold there in the second half of the third quarter, and this fourth quarter they're starting off warm as well. Hopefully they can keep heating it up, and they've done a nice job on the defense. What they seem to be doing is trying to run multiple players at Frobie every time she touches the ball and get the ball out of her hands and let the other players beat them. And it's worked so far in this fourth quarter.
You know, it's interesting. I said to you off the air that Frobie is one of those kind of players, like she's not going to let her team lose. But as I watch her, she gets a little frustrated, it seems like. You know, we go on the run, and she seems to try to do too much at times. She just wants to force the shot up, it seems like.
Well, but that's also, I suppose, being a sophomore,
right,
too,
yeah.
And knowing. And, you know, I can see some frustration because I guess I would think that against a lot of these teams they've played this year, I mean, we didn't play Mattoon, but we saw them. A lot of teams don't have that Abby Davidson lurking in the lane,
right,
which I think has really cut off Frobie's norm.
Yeah.
Because every time she goes in the lane, Abby Davidson's closed off on her, and maybe if she gets the shot off, it's way more difficult than what she probably normally sees. So she's been relying a lot more on her mid-range and deep game.
This is Heitzig with it out high left side. Ooh. Lost her footing, nearly traveled. Gets it to Frobie, kicks it back out top of the key. Bowman back to Frobie out high right side. She'll fire the three, good.
Ooh.
Smooth stroke.
She's a quick trigger and a very nice looking shot.
22 in the ball game for Frobie, 39-37 threes. Caden Slidek with it out high on the right side. Double team now gets to Grace Nelson, far right sideline. Grace on the dribble. To Abby Leofelter, right corner to Caden Slidek. Caden penetrates, kicks back out to a near steal.
Got to throw better passes, girls. You can't just let that ball lob out there. Don't want those soft passes out there.
Abby lost the handle on it, got it back, gets to Grace Nelson near the center circle. Right wing it goes to Cadence, back to Grace out high. Now Kiera, long pass, and Kiera stops, picks it up. Looking for some help, getting bumped by Frobie. How do you not call that? She's like up on her, pushing her. I don't understand. Some players get away with things,
right.
So I just don't. Yeah.
Streaks running the offense. I'd like to see a touch in here for Abby Davidson.
Now gets knocked away from behind by Frobie as Kiera. Now Kiera steals it back, though. And now a foul's going to be called on Frobie. Thank you. And I think that was Coach Massey in that official's ear, because I don't know that there was much contact on that one, but she had been all over Kiera prior to that. So the teams exchange turnovers there, and Streaks benefit. That's the second foul on Frobie. Back in for Lincoln is McEwen, and it'll be Tori Garrett's goes to the bench. So Kiera to inbound from the near sideline in front of the Streaks bench. 5:41 to play. Streaks lead 39-37. Grace Nelson to Abby Lingenfelter out high. And now there you go.
There's
the call
third
on
one.
Now they're calling it. That thank you, Coach Massey. He got in that official's ear, and she's up and bumping him every time. And they hadn't been calling it. And there's two in a row on her.
Well, now Coach Rohrer having her turn with the same official.
I mean, I don't know how you can dispute it. She's up. I mean, I suppose that's probably the way she plays all the time and doesn't get called for it a lot.
Well, and I think Rohrer's saying that they want the same calls. Well, I think they've been getting it.
Well, yeah, I think so too. All right, left wing, Kiera for three. Missed it, but Abby Davidson, weak side rebound, puts it up. Good!
Go.
Nice touch by Abby. Again, that was a hard one. It fell. Kiera airballed it and came right hard into Abby's hand. She was able to gather herself, get it up and in. 41-37 streaks, 5:10 to play in the ballgame. Frobie on the dribble, free throw line. Gets a right baseline to Bowman. Back to Frobie right side. Penetrates and got the shot up. No good. Rebound Abby Davis. A great defense by Abby. Bothered. Oh, they're going to say she stepped on the end line after she brought the rebound down.
Yeah.
Well, there's the makeup call.
19 turnovers now for the Streaks.
Even though you didn't need a makeup. All right. Inbound comes to Robbins. Robbins bounces for Frobie, top of the key. Under 5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Gets a pick, goes left, fires an empty footer. Partially blocked by Cadence, and the rebound comes away to Kiara. I think Frobie was looking for a foul there. I think she was just surprised that Cadence got a piece of it. Cadence has it in the right corner, dribbles out of trouble, gets to Grace Nelson out high on the right side. Brings it back out. Abby Lingenfelter to Kiara, left wing. Back out to Grace out high on the left side. Now Cadence has it out high on the right side. Bounces for Kiara in the right corner. Lost a handle on it. Able to get it back. And is going to say it went off of Bowman.
I don't know. I think the Streaks might have benefited on that one. It looked like Kiara was the one that dug that one out and ended up losing it out of bounds.
The way that it went flying out rather quickly, I thought it had to be off of her. But we'll take them when we can get them. And it comes to Abby Lingenfelter. Now Grace Nelson to Abby Davidson in the paint. Turn around. Abby, a five-footer up. Short on it. Rebound comes away to Bowman for Lincoln.
I like the shot, though.
4:12 to play. Frobie, top of the key on the dribble. 41-37, Streaks lead. Chloe Frobie, the sophomore, goes to the left corner to Bowman. Bowman penetrates and fires a shot up. No good. The foul's going to be called against Abby Lingenfelter. That'll be her third.
Not bad positioning there by Abby. Unfortunately for her, Bowman turned into her and just took advantage of the contact there.
Bowman, a 5'4 sophomore. 2 points in the ball game. First shot is up and good. Now she's got three, make it 41-38. 4:01 to play. Streaks lead 41-38. Second one is away and good. 41-39, Streaks lead by two. Full court pressure again by Lincoln. Streaks break it easily. Kiara across midcourt left side. Bounces for Abby Davidson. She'll bring it back out high and gets to Grace between the circles. Grace Nelson dribbles right. Now to Cadence Leidick on the right wing. Gives to Abby Davidson. Kicks out high right side to Grace Nelson. Grace brings it back the other way to the left. Picks up. Gives to try to get to Abby in the corner. Davidson, but stolen away. It was Bowman that stepped in the passing lane.
Well, Lincoln's sitting in the passing lanes now. They know what the Streaks are trying to run, so you've got to be able to see that and adjust. Well, a little push off there by Frobie, no call. She just kind of shoved Cadence.
Yeah, a little straight arm there. This is Bowman on the dribble, gets to Frobie left wing, fires a three, short. And bad rebound got tapped out. Frobie comes up with a left baseline, little runner, short, gets her own rebound again. Don't foul her, puts it up, and no good. Gets a rebound again, and good job by Cadence Leidick fighting for it, and we have a jump ball. Man, she just has a nose for the ball, that's for sure.
Yes, she does.
But it's going to go back the other way to the Streaks, and we've got a mask timeout. 3:06 to play. It is Galesburg 41, Lincoln 39. We'll come back with the rest of it. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brian Prescott from WGIL with this reminder. The Galesburg VFW at 1001 Michigan Avenue hosts Bingo every Saturday, and you're invited. The doors open at 10:30 a.m., and Bingo starts at 12:45, so put it as a recurring event on your calendar and come out for weekly fun. For more information about this and other area events, visit the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
3:06 to play here at Lincoln High School. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the number four Lincoln Railers 41-39. It'll be Streaks basketball out of the timeout. Lincoln will pick up with full court pressure. Frobie will be up playing the ball. And it'll be Abby Lingenfelter to inbound. All right, 3:06 to play. Streaks need to take care of the basketball.
It's going to be the name of the game here. Streaks have turned the ball over 20 times. Can't do that much more and still expect to win this game.
Kiara dribbles through the press. Comes to the left wing with it. Gives to Grace Nelson out high left side. Left corner goes to Kiara. Hands off to Abby Davidson. Got knocked away. Abby gets it back and dribbles out of trouble. Gives to Grace Nelson. Top of the key right wing. Cadence Leidick. Cadence drives right baseline, misses a shot, rebound, fought for, jump ball. Yeah, it's going to go back to Lincoln. Kiara and Frobie fighting for it, and the jump ball was called. And so back
Streaks
to Lincoln.
Needs some defense now.
Free throw line inside, near turnover. This is Robbins with it, gets out to Frobie.
It's amazing how quickly they get the ball back to Frobie after she passes the ball off.
McEwen right back to Frobie. We got knocked away from behind. I think it was Kiara that knocked it away. Oh, that's not a jump ball. Abby took it right away from her. Streaks are going to get it back anyway. on the alternate possession.
Yeah, I thought Abby got that ball free way too quickly to get the jump ball call.
That's what I thought. Streaks against full court pressure. Abby Lingenfelter to Kiara Kilgore across midcourt. Left side, Kiara penetrates in the paint and spun and traveled. No call. Now they're going to call the travel. She got herself kind of caught up and spun. They didn't blow the whistle when it happened. They didn't blow the whistle until after she tried to put a shot up.
Late call there by this official.
But, yeah, no doubt on that one. 2:21 to play, 41-39 streaks. Frobe brings it across for Lincoln. On the dribble, right side. Guarded by Kiara Kilgore, now penetrates, splits the defenders. Shot blocked by Abby Davidson. She came from out of bounds. Frobe went out of bounds after the shot, then came back in and touched it. They're going to say it was out on Abby Davidson. She came in from out of bounds.
She never reestablished herself.
Yeah, they're going to give it back. The gym just got awfully quiet. That was weird. So it'll be Bowman inbound, and it comes to Frobe on the right wing. 2:04 to play. Frobe against Kiara Kilgore. Bounces for Heitzig. Heitzig down the right side. Now it's Frobe, top of the key. Dribbles right. Right corner goes to Heitzig. Back the other way, running the weave. Heitzig, little 10-footer, is short. Rebound, Abby Davidson for the streaks. Gets fouled. Thank you very much. Got crunched by both sides. I think Heitzig's going to get the call this time. Nobody going to the free throw line yet, though. That'll be 16 fouls on Lincoln.
Now.
Yeah. So two on Heitzig. So the streaks will go to the free throw line from here on out. So that'll be important down the stretch
as well. They only have five fouls.
They must have added it right away then. Now the streaks turn it over against the pressure and travel by Frobe. Missed a shot. Got her own rebound. Put it up and in. Yeah, they missed a bad travel there.
Oh, now they're going to say
Abby
Lingenfelter didn't reestablish herself.
Oh, my gosh. She stepped over the line or something? You got to be kidding me. Tied at 41, 135
to play.
Well,
there's a jump by the end line. The girl throwing the ball and jumped. That should be a turnover.
They're calling a technical on us. For what?
No, she jumped up. It should have been a travel.
Yeah, she jumped. You got to be kidding me.
She jumped up and tried to throw the ball in and crossed over the end line. That should have been an infraction on number one, Stoltenberg. And they're going to call a technical on the streets and send Frobe to the line.
They're
going to
say Abby reached over and knocked the ball out of her hands, and that's not what happened. Wow. If you lose the game on this, that's horrible. So Frobe goes to the line for the technical, missed the first shot.
41-0, 134 left to go.
Wow, that was horrible. That was absolutely horrible.
That sequence was just terrible. They called an infraction on Abby.
And they missed the travel on Frobe before she got the basket prior to that. Anyway, she makes the second one, so now Lincoln has the lead and the basketball with 134 to play, 42-41. Wow.
And I'm not sure why they get the ball at half court instead of underneath the basket either.
Yeah, I don't know. Frobe has it now, 130 to play. They're going to just try to isolate her is my guess. Now she pulls back out near midcourt, and the streaks aren't coming out to guard yet. At some point, you got to come out and get closer. Well, now Kiara comes out.
I was going to say, I don't think they're in a huge hurry. We're only down one, but.
Yeah, she's just going to keep penetrating until she finds an opening.
Oh, there we go. I was going to say no count, but now we got to count. Frobe's that should have been an illegal screen on 21.
And again, she just ran into Kiara, and they didn't call it.
Jeez. Well, it's got to be a foul one way or the other. She got flattened after
under
she
a minute
did it.
To play now, and Frobe pushes off of Kiara. Now Kiara's going to call for the push. In frustration because she had gotten pushed.
But Kiara's got to be careful there.
Yeah. Well, now they're going to discuss whether it's
an
intentional. You've got to be kidding me. Wow.
Some home cooking here.
Absolutely. Wow.
Kiara gets called for the intentional foul. Now Coach Massey calls a timeout.
Unbelievable.
And he wants to talk about it.
How did he miss? How was it not intentional throwing off the arm, pushing her off? That was horrible. Wow. Unbelievable. I haven't seen it this bad for a long time. We've seen some bad officiating over the years, but really literally trying to take it out of our hands late. Yeah, she did push her, but it's not. That was Yeah, I hear one of the street fans saying, you missed the forearm where she got pushed off on. That's where the frustration came. I understand. I mean, you got to keep your cool, but I understand where that came from.
And now kicked the fan out. Jeez, I haven't seen any of this.
Wow.
We haven't seen a fan get kicked out of a game.
Wow.
That's crazy. Now they're kicking one of the streak fans out of the game.
Yeah. Because he was one, he mentioning the forearm that they didn't call.
That's,
jeez.
That's, ins- yeah, you know,
just,
there,
this is crazy. I mean.
You talk about needing to take some control of a game. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. And this is the official who came late.
Right.
Wasn't even here.
Yeah. Well, came from Chillicothe and we could have probably just kept the sophomore official at this rate.
Wow. So Frobe's at the free throw line, makes the first. Now it's 43-41 Lincoln with 54.6, and they'll have the ball out of this, right? Or I'm not sure whether the intentional foul.
I think you do. I think
missed the second one though.
Now so, they get the ball again. Streak's not out of this though. 5:46 left. You only trail by two. You need a stop though here.
Yeah, you got to kind of get yourself back at it.
And now Cadence is going to guard Frobe.
Frobe on the drill. No five count. What? Nobody's counting five. She's all over and they're not even counting. That's what Coach Massey said. He's like, where's the count? There, again, no count.
They're still not counting.
Where's the five count? You've got to be kidding me. Neither one of them are counting it. This is 34 to play. This is Bowman out high
now
right
you got
side.
A foul. You got a foul.
And Abby Lingenfelder, are you going to call it a intentional this time?
Well, and I almost feel like the only reason that intentional got called was because Coach Rohrer was out on the floor asking for it.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't initially signaled, and it wasn't until she started yelling about it that got called anyway.
Four on Abby Lingenfelder. This puts Bowman at the line. She hit her only two free throws earlier in the quarter. 30.3 to play now, 43-41. Missed it. Rebound, Abby Lingenfelder. Lost the handle on it, and Frobe comes away with it, and Akira just got away with another push.
It's almost
that should have been over and back.
No,
now,
she got. I think she got
ball.
Back in time.
Okay. That should have been a jump ball there, but Grace got called for a foul. So this now puts Taryn Stolzenberg at the free throw line with two shots. We're down to 24.2. Streaks just trailed by two still. Unfortunate they couldn't get that rebound.
Got a box out. You now know Frobe's going to be pushing all over the place to try to get that basketball.
That's a three-point game after the first free throw is good by Stolzenberg. 24.2 to play, 44-41 is the Lincoln lead. Second shot is good. So now it's a two-possession game for the Streaks. They'll pick up a
Gotta
football
go
pressure.
Quick. You don't need a three either.
Yeah, just try to get to the basket and get some contact. Kira's got it. In the backcourt, across midcourt.
Getting bumped.
And her pass is stolen away.
Got a foul.
Frobe with it. 13 to play. Now, Caden, and that finally, as I say, she's reaching. Caden's was trying to get the foul call, and they finally give it to him. And that's three on Caden, so that's going to put Frobe back at the free throw line with
still
two
one
shots.
And one.
No, 1-1 with 11.5 to play. All right, so Frobe at the free throw line.
Now you need a lot of help. She's got to miss at least one of these.
And you got to make sure you block her out. Now she hits the first. And she'll have the bonus.
Streaks haven't scored since it was 41-37, so a 9-0 run here.
So still a two-possession game.
Now it's three.
Now it's three.
Got to go.
Now Kara has it midcourt with eight to play. Just go to the basket. Fires a three from the right wing. Rolled off no good. Rebound, Caden Slidek puts it up off the glass of the buzzer. Missed it. And unfortunately, the Streaks had one taken away from them here this afternoon. Final score, Lincoln 47, Galesburg 41. Come back with our post-game show. We'll run down some stats, talk with Coach Massey, and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks fall 47-41. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem.
By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Ow. The yellow and black WGIL button, it's worth all the... Ow. I mean, if you're not paying attention, it can... Ow. Maybe if you slowed Ow. Down, it wouldn't... Ow. Even if you let someone else pin it on, it can...
Ow.
It's still worth all the...
Ow.
If you pin it on while naked...
Ouch.
Or let your cat pin it on...
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
The new Galesburg Public Library construction is moving forward. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to build a place that will serve families and children throughout the area. This is Noelle Thompson, director of the Galesburg Public Library. The new library will be a place to grow, play, and discover, from a children's program room and reading nook to a homework center featuring computers and study rooms for students. To see what the new library will look like, stop in or go to galesburg.info, keyword library. Because we're not just building a library, we're connecting a community.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy, a low 8 above tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a high near 24. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a low 19. Monday, partly sunny, a high 31. Monday night, cloudy, a low 17. Tuesday, partly sunny, a high near 39. Right now, it's 22 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at Lincoln High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Lincoln Railers. Final score, Lincoln 47, Galesburg 41. Well, I was just looking at the scorebook here. Lincoln only had four baskets in the second half. They were 12 for 17 from the line. Streaks for the basketball game, 0 for 2 from the line. Those two shots came in the second quarter, two free throws. We got no free throws in the second half. They shot 17 in the second half. And,
usually not numbers yeah. that the officiating crew wants to hear about.
No,
but,
no.
Definitely seems to skew one way.
Yeah, definitely so, and some questionable stuff down the stretch. You know, but you can still look back, and when we get to the turnover numbers, that's still a major factor in the game. But,
yeah.
You know, the streaks, I don't know, been a strange season in that we've had some games like that with these kind of numbers of turnovers and have still had ourselves in the game or even still won some games with those.
Right.
Somehow we've been able to persevere, but not able to get it done here this afternoon, unfortunately, against the number four ranked team in the state. So Streaks now 17-5 on the year. Lincoln moves to 17-2. And I'd like to get them on a neutral court. Let's say at Redbird Arena, maybe. That'd be a good place.
Yeah.
Man, tough. Wow. So anyway, we'll come back, and we'll talk with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down some stats. We'll have our Days Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. Streaks fall 47-41. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Do your
kids get too much screen time?
Do we live in America?
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, I'm on my laptop all day, then looking at my phone all night.
Does it bother you?
Well, I do get headaches a lot, feel really fatigued, have a hard time concentrating.
All of those are symptoms of digital eye strain, which is often caused by too much screen time. We all do it, but you don't have to suffer. The docs at Kehoe can keep your eyes healthy, comfortable, and working efficiently, even if you have to be on a screen all day long. Make an appointment today and get the relief you deserve.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Stay connected with local news headlines in your email inbox with the WGIL Morning Brief. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Streaks fall 47-41 here at Lincoln this afternoon. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And coach, it's very frustrating. You had it in your sights, and my goodness, it just some strange things happened, especially down the stretch and in that fourth quarter, and that just not able to overcome.
Yeah, and I mean, officials have a tough job, but, you know, that being said, it just it's tough to swallow where one team presses the entire game and we shoot two free throws.
Yeah.
That it just the balance just isn't something that sits well with me. And then the other is, you know, to be honest, if I coached a lot of games, but I've never seen, you know, a good high school game like that where all of a sudden in the last 90 seconds the referees make as big a calls as they did, that just completely, you know, our kids, to their credit, I don't think they gave up then, that they, you know, kept going. But, you know, anything in terms of the momentum, you know, was shot right then.
Absolutely. Well, you came out. You still did struggle with some turnovers in this game, but the times when you were beating that press and you were beating the zone, I mean, you were doing, they did a great job just executing and getting into the seams where they needed to get.
Yeah, it's funny. I thought we had, you know, there at the very end, we had some costly turnovers against the ball press, but in general, you know, I thought. For different times that we've played against Lincoln and the ball press and the 1-2-2 zone, I thought we were a lot more efficient offensively than we have been some other times. I mean, I thought we moved the ball offensively and we got some looks. I thought against the press, you know, we actually, attacked it and got stuff. But you know, unfortunately, probably the biggest thing that we had control over that we didn't do was at the end we didn't rebound defensively the way we needed to.
You know, the Frobie girl's a really, really good player, and she ended up with 28, but, 9 of those, I think, or 10 were from the free throw line. But I thought Kara and especially Cadence, I thought, did a really good job, kind of frustrated her. And then I think Eric had mentioned it at some point, when she would get those times she was getting into the paint, I don't think she was used to having somebody like Abby Davis, and they were waiting for her with a long arm. So even with the points, she had to work for him, and she got a little frustrated, I thought.
I thought there, you know, were times that way that in general I thought we did a pretty good job. I mean, you look, two of the possessions that, you know, certainly wish we had back was, you know, at the last possession at the end of the first quarter and at the end of the second quarter, that, you know, those were ones where we really, in terms of understanding, what they were going to try to do more than likely with her, we didn't handle those two, and those are six big points. Well, that, you know, a difference right there.
Yeah, we thought the one at the end of the half, same thing at Moline the other night, we didn't think the shot was released before the buzzer sounded, but not here nor there at this, neither here nor there at this point. But, well, Coach, a tough one. You have to turn around and play a great team coming up Thursday night. What do you do to get back at practice to get prepared for Geneseo?
Well, we'll go back in Monday and, you know, just got to keep doing the same things we do. And we've, you know, as said to the girls, it's, you know, hopefully this isn't a game that redefines us, that, you know, we don't want to we think that we are pretty good. And we don't want to be satisfied saying, well, you know, this is a game that, we played close. I think every girl in there is disappointed of feeling like that, we didn't prove it, but we feel we're a better team.
Yep, absolutely. Coach, always appreciate your time. Thanks for talking with us. Have a safe trip home.
You too.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. Streaks fall here. Final score, Lincoln 47, Galesburg 41. And, yeah, just look at those 10 points from the free throw line by Froby. And
I'm sorry, nine.
No, you're right, nine. Yep, that's right. But, yeah, so 9 of her 28. And, you know, and this again, one of those players who, and just like Coach Massey said, I didn't think about the fact of them playing a full-court press the entire game, all the pushing, hand-shaking, all that, and traps and no calls, you know, and the way Froby plays defense. Very good defender, but it makes you a whole lot better defender when you're able to push and bump and shove and things like that. And it's, you know, they made the two quick calls. When was that? In the third quarter we made a run?
Yeah.
That when Coach Massey got in the official's ear, and they did make those two calls, but otherwise – you know,
that, it was the fourth, but yeah,
fourth.
It was
okay, yeah, early fourth. In the fourth, yeah,
yeah. She finished 7 of 20 from the field, so she did not shoot the ball particularly great.
Yeah.
That being Froby, but yeah, I mean, it's just amazing the disparity, and that that is a great point to make. Is that they pressed them almost the entire game, and usually, you know, if you're a team that presses, especially with that much frequency, you just assume you're going to get in some foul trouble. You're trading that off for the steals.
Yeah. And, you know, I you know, I heard what the fan said that got kicked out. He said, hey, call the forearm.
Right.
Yeah, because she had pushed off before Kiara got that intentional foul. Froby had pushed off with the forearm.
Well, and I don't know how you kick a fan out for that, because I didn't hear any of the magic words. I think he was being overly critical. It's usually, you know, you have to see something like that for there to be an ejection.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead and run down some post-game statistics here. The only people that scored for the Streaks for the starting five, Kiara Kilgore with 18 points, 6 twos, a couple threes. She was 0 for 2. The only two free throws the Streaks shot in the game. 10 points for Abby Davidson on 5 baskets, 6 for Cadence Leidick on 3 baskets. She had a 6-point run there in the third quarter. 4 points for Abby Lingefelter on a couple of baskets, 3 points for Grace Nelson on that 3 in the first quarter. The 3 3-pointers for the Streaks, 0 for 2 from the free throw line. For Lincoln, they were led by their sophomore, Chloe Froby, 28 points, 3 threes, 5 twos, 9 for 14 from the line, 6 points for Becca Heitzig on 3 baskets, 4 points for Jenna Bowman on a basket, and 2 for 4 from the line, 4 points for Taryn Stolzenberg on a basket, 2 for 2 from the line, 2 points on a basket for Jasmine Robbins, 2 points on 2 for 2 from the line for Reese McEwen. 1 point on a free throw, 1 for 2 from the line for Imogen Warner. Let's see. I had them, 16 for 23 from the line?
And I had them at 16 and 22.
22, okay.
You might be right.
Yeah, okay, and the 3 3-pointers. Anyway, it's a whole lot more free throws than the Streaks got to shoot.
Yeah. Streaks finished the game with 24 turnovers in the game. Way too many. And you can't turn the ball over that often and expect to win games. You know, we've seen the Streaks, like you said, they've won some outlier games turning the ball over a bunch, but this was not going to be one of those games you were going to be able to pull off turning the ball over that much. Only 6 turnovers for Lincoln shows you this, the disparity between those two squads. 32 rebounds for the Streaks, only 27 for Lincoln, but Lincoln had 17 offensive rebounds, so the Streaks only 6. Lincoln 14 of 43 from the field, 53 from the field, 14 of 53 from the field, 3 of 15 from downtown. Streaks shot the ball much better, 19 of 32, 3 of 7 from downtown, but 32 shots, not a lot for the Streaks in a game. Stats in addition to the points Tom told you about, 10 points for Abby Davidson, but she also contributed 4 blocks and 8 rebounds. Abby Lingenfelter may have only had 4 points, but she had an assist, a steal, and 11 rebounds. Cadence Leidick had 5 assists, 1 rebound, 1 block, 2 rebounds to go with her 6 points. Capri Ferguson had an assist. Grace Nelson had 3 assists and 2 rebounds to go with her 3 points. Kiara Kilgore finishes the game with 9 rebounds, a steal to go with her 18 points.
Streaks fall 47-41 here this afternoon to the 4th-ranked Lincoln Railers. We'll take our final timeout, come back, and name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
The WGIL button is back.
This year, it's yellow and black.
It's been red and blue and black and white.
It's been green, purple, gray, and out of sight.
It's been worn on a jacket, coat, and sweater vest.
And if you've been spotted wearing one, you can attest.
That an envelope full of cash is the cat's pajamas.
And if we spot you wearing one,
well, we'll probably go bananas.
$500.
Oh, my God. It almost faint.
Up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
Alfano's Pizza, Main Street, Knoxville.
For a full list of buttons locations, visit WGIL.com.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to YemAuto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit YemAuto.com to get your offer today.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Glad the game's over. I'm in a bad spot. The sun is shining right in my eyes from the windows up top on the other side there. That being the case, I guess we are on the south end.
the way
it's shining in there. All right, so it's set up just like our gym. All right, Streaks fall here this afternoon, 47-41, the final score to the Lincoln Railers. Streaks now 17-5 on the season. Lincoln 17-2 now after the win here. The sophomores were a winner by a final of 54-33. Galesburg High boys won their first game of the day, 57-46, over Gary Comer Prep out of Chicago, and they'll play Chicago Orr tonight. 7 o'clock schedule tip, 6:40 for the pregame with Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickrell here on WGIL. Well, our final order of business is to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Tough one. We had to seem like several different points of the game may have been a crunch time, but when you didn't come out with a victory afterwards, hard to say. I mean, Caden Flighty did a really good job defensively the times she was guarding Froby. She had that six-point run early in the third quarter to help you give the Streaks the lead. Five assists as well. You had Abby Davis again. When they got the ball to her, she was putting it in, 10 points, and had four blocks and eight rebounds as well. Just missed a double-double. Abby Lingenfelter, another really solid game. Not a lot of points, but still with the 4 points, but another double-digit rebound game. But this young lady is just one that she brings it every night and helped keep the Streaks in it. Defensively, offensively, kind of did a little bit of everything.
Yeah, we're going to go with the Streaks super soft, Kara Kilgore. She finishes with 18 points, 9 rebounds, and a steal. She had, of her 9 rebounds, 6 of them came in the second half. She constantly drew Froby as a defensive assignment. Froby finished the game with 28 points, but she was only 7 of 20 shooting from the field.
Yeah.
Streaks did a great job on her, limiting her from the on field goals. And, you know, you're talking about the fact that as a team, Lincoln took 38 shots in this, or 53 shots in this game. 20 of those came from Froby alone. So, you know, the Streaks just did a great job of slowing her down. Unfortunately, she ended up tacking on the 9 points from the free throw line. Otherwise, I think we'd be talking about how great of a job the Streaks did on her.
So, Kara Kilgore, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation. Streaks fall 47-41, the final score. The sophomores, a 54-33 winner. Kara Kilgore, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Galesburg High Boys Basketball coming up later on, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock for the tip. Well, partner, we go from number 4 to number 1 Thursday night, and then how about number 2 and or number 5 then number 2 on Saturday?
Yeah,
why not?
It's a stretch, and this is one of those stretches that not a lot of teams in the state would ever willingly play.
Right.
But Streaks year in, year out, try to put together a strong competitive schedule, and this is going to be another one of those stretches.
And I'll still stick with what I said, even what Coach Massey was saying, that he told the girls in the locker room, don't feel like, you know, this is going to change your season. This is a game we feel like we're a better team.
Right.
And I kind of feel the same way, and I know we can compete with these other teams where we're coming up. Just have to go out and prove it on the court, though.
Exactly. And you know, you can't hang your heads on this one too long, because Geneseo's not going to care that you feel like that you got some tough calls down the stretch here.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Streaks fall 47-41. Thanks to our studio engineer, Clark Burnett. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Ayrton, saying good afternoon from Lincoln.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.